I'm Donna Mason with Chris Yonk, Regional Manager for Athletico Physical Therapy in Nebraska, to talk about the aches and pains that can come with parenting. Chris, is it common for moms and dads to develop injuries from chasing around their active children?
Yeah, we at Athletico, we see a lot of back pain from moms and dads that are lugging around equipment, sitting on hard bleachers, standing in long lines, waiting for their kid to be done with practice. More often than not, it's pain coming from the sacroiliac or SI joint. That's an area lower in the back, off to either the right or the left side. It's where your tailbone or your sacrum comes together with your pelvis or your ilium. So SI joint is where they come up with that name. It's real common for us to see that.
If you're a parent going from event to event and lugging your kids' equipment around, what can you do to prevent pain and injuries?
I think an important thing to do to prevent low back pain, SI joint in particular, is to really watch your posture, careful in how you lift things. Really, your child should be lugging their own equipment around. Take a load off that way. One of the things I'll teach my patients when they come see me at Athletico is to make sure when you're standing that you stand on both legs equally. Don't shift your weight to one hip. Don't shift your weight to one leg. Same thing if you're sitting in those hard bleachers would be to sit square. Don't tuck your leg underneath you. Try to avoid crossing your legs for a long time. That really stresses that SI joint. I think something for new parents, I've got a new grandbaby, so I see this with my son and his wife, is sometimes when you have a new baby, you contort your body when you're feeding them or changing them to adapt to where they're at. So it's important to make yourself comfortable when you're sitting and feeding the baby or any of those types of things.
How about your energy level? How do you develop the stamina it takes to keep up with your kids?
It's important to stay active, and that doesn't mean you have to pick up running and train for a marathon. It can mean, hey, while you're waiting at practice, walk around the outfield, out of the way of the ball, of course, but walk around out there, just keeping our heart rate up for even a little bit of time frequently throughout the day has found to be beneficial when you don't always have that time to hit the gym or really undertake a long exercise program.
If you do feel like you've injured yourself, when should you get help?
I think it's important to get in to see us at Athletico really quickly once something starts to occur. I think it's common for us moms to ignore our aches and pains because we either don't have time, we're too busy to deal with it, or we think we can kind of tough it out. But it's important to get started early. Don't wait. Things that become chronic take longer to get better. Start early, they get better quicker. But it's important to get in to see physical therapy here at Athletico. We have free assessments and we can get you going.
And you have a website?
Yeah, www.athletico.com.
Thank you, Chris. For Chris Yonk of Athletico Physical Therapy, I'm Donna Mason.